Teisa Rashi for the morning. Parsha opens up with Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu about the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. Zot chukat haTorah asher tziva Hashem le'emor, daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikru elecha, Parah Aduma tmima asher ein ba mum asher lo ala aleha ol. Rashi has a few comments on this pasuk. Most famous comment is that Rashi says that this is a chukat haTorah because the Satan is going to use the Umot HaOlam to tell bnei Yisrael, you know, this doesn't make any sense, what are you doing? But I'm more interested in the second comment. Rashi says on the words v'yikru elecha, le'olam hi nikret al shimcha, para sha'asa Moshe b'midbar. This para is always going to be called the para aduma of Moshe. That's what the words mean when it says v'yikru elecha, and you should take to you. What is Rashi talking about? Why does that have to mean that it's called in the name of Moshe? So he points out that it could have said v'yikru, just say v'yikru, and you should take a para aduma. Why does it say elecha? So that's in order to assign the whole Parah Aduma to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the significance of this? So halachically, the significance is actually that the Midrash says that they used to take the ether of this Parah and mix it in with the ether of every subsequent Parah. Which means that in order for Parah Aduma to be a valid Parah Aduma, it has to have the ashes from the original Parah Aduma of, quote-unquote, Moshe Rabbeinu. Some of the Farshim wonder why this is. Why is this necessary? So the Maharal gives a very interesting explanation. He says, combine it with the first comment. We have no idea what the reason for the Parah Aduma is. Now, what exactly we don't know is not clear, because there's lots of drashot about it. But the fact is, the Midrash that says that, for example, Shlomo HaMelech did not understand the reason for the Parah Aduma, people don't go to the end of that Midrash. Because people think that that means, okay, nobody have ever understood the Parah Aduma. But the fact is, if you go to the end of that Midrash, you know what it says? That there was somebody who understood the idea behind the Parah Aduma, and that person was Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Maharal says, you have to have the Efer of the Parah Aduma of Moshe Rabbeinu, because at least one time, there was a Parah Aduma that was done with full cognizance of the reason for Parah Aduma. Without those ashes, everybody else who ever makes the Parah Aduma has no idea what they're doing. So you drip in a little bit of the ashes of the original Parah Aduma done by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that basically makes valid all subsequent Parah Aduma. Yom Tov. Have a great week.